This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, here's something that you homeowners and gardeners can square away during one of these more inclement winter days. That is, winterizing your lawn and garden power equipment. And with some tips along that line today, K-State Research and Extension horticulturist Ward Upham. And simply put, it pays Ward to be fully prepared for the next growing season at the get-go.
It certainly does. What most people do is wait until the spring and then worry about it. And that's not a good idea. Because if something does go wrong, usually you're at the last minute and you either have to get it fixed or you have to get parts, and it just slows you down. At this time of year, even if you have to get it worked on, the people that work on it are not busy, and they can get it done and get it back to you in good time. So there's a number of steps you need to look at when you look at taking care of your power equipment. One is the gas. You either need to run it completely out of gas, or you need to add a gas stabilizer. Gas deteriorates over time, and if you don't do that, it kind of gums up the carburetor. And so you may have to have the carburetor worked on if you don't do this. Mm-hmm. And so make sure you take care of that. Even if this is the only thing you do, this is the most important thing to do, just to make sure that the equipment's going to start the next year. Second thing is drain the oil. Now, if you've run that equipment, that engine's going to be warm anyway. It just makes that oil drain a whole lot quicker. Everything that's in there is suspended, and so you get rid of all that bad stuff that's there. And then make sure you add new oil. You know, don't leave it dry over the winter. You may forget right. that it's dry. And so make sure you add the right amount of oil, and that'll be ready for the next spring. Next thing is the air filter. A lot of people don't even think about that, but I have seen examples where people have a mower that won't start. The only problem is that air filter is so plugged up that it can't get any air.
And it's out of sight, out of mind, so people don't consider it.
That's right. And often there's a what we call a foam pre-filter over the regular air filter. So make sure you clean both of those and then put them back on. If it needs to be replaced, replace it. But often you just blow them out and they're going to be fine.
That foam filter often can be cleaned with a detergent. That's not a bad idea?
That's not a bad idea. So just you mix up a little bit of dishwashing soap with water and then clean it, allow it to dry, and then you put it back on. So easy process.
Other things to consider, well, spark plugs, they wear quite regularly. So one might want to think about at least checking that out.
Yeah, at least checking it. And they're fairly cheap. I mean, if you want to replace them every year, that's not a bad idea. What a lot of people also do is use some sprayable oil and put it into that cylinder before they replace the spark plug. And make sure you get everything tightened the right way. Make sure you hook up the wire again. So again, when you try to start in the spring, it's going to start right up.
All of these tips for tillers, for lawn mowers, but specifically to the mower, ideal time to sharpen those blades and be ready to go next spring.
Yeah, and if you have to replace them, you can do that. Make sure you clean the underside of that deck. You know, that can build up over time, and it can be kind of difficult to get all that stuff off. So make sure you clean all that stuff off. Some people put a light film of oil on the underside of the deck. That prevents it from building up for a while, right. Not for the whole season. So it does help for a while. Also check if you have equipment that needs antifreeze or if it has hydraulic fluid. Be sure that you check those. Check your tire pressure. Bring that up to spec so that machine is going to be ready to go that next year. Another thing that I do is I'll order a whole new set of filters for everything I have so that if something happens, I've got it right there. I don't have to wait for it to be ordered and then delivered. Right. And so that can really help speed things up also.
Or if you'd rather, as you said, your local service center can do all of this for you.
They certainly can. At this time of year, they're not going to be too busy. And so you can get that equipment in and get it back in a timely manner. You wait till spring, you may have a whole bunch of people ahead of you that are in just as much a hurry as you are, and you have to sit and wait. And so it's just a good idea to take care of all that stuff now.
Yeah. Be proactive in that sense. Ward, as always, thank you for coming over.
You bet.
That from Ward Upham, K-State horticulturist, and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. Over this, the K-State Radio Network.